I kind of grew up in a... My mom was brought up as a Roman Catholic. My dad really wasn't, you know, he'd been baptized as a baby, but I really wasn't brought up in a in a household that really was forthright and, you know, really, you know, I don't know, God-fearing, I guess, is maybe another way, and it's just not really brought up in that kind of way. I think because of my mom's upbringing, that she wanted us to be able to choose for our own selves, you know, to choose what to believe in. But, you know, like and what Andy says, I had this firm belief that, you know, I believed that there was a God, but I didn't actually know, you know, anything about God. But I just, in my, you know, in me was just like, I believe that there's a God, you know, and, but I guess it's like, I didn't know where that came from. But, you know, nothing really impacted me, you know, apart from going to, you know, like school services, you know, at school, you know, Easter time, Christmas time. That was the only impact that I had in my whole life. So I believed that there was God, but I didn't know nothing about Jesus, really. I didn't really know anything else. Anyway, I came to join the army at 16. And, you know, part of that was... part of that was actually going to church once a month, and if I'm quite honest, it was quite boring, and I really didn't see the emphasis of, you know, what is all this about, you know? I didn't really see that it was much fun. I didn't really see that it was like, okay, why are we doing this? You know, it's like we're maybe singing hymns, we're, you know, there's a few words going on, but I'm like, this is doing nothing for me at 16 years old. I'm like, why am I here? But I still had this firm belief, you know, about God. I guess he wasn't drawing me. But I kind of, you know, from that point, you know, I kind of, you know, as I said, I was in the army. There was a lot of drinking. There was a lot of other stuff that kind of went on that I shouldn't mention on air. But there was a lot of stuff. You know, I had a... not a sheltered life, you could say. So I had, you know, I had a lifestyle that didn't really, I don't even know what to say. I was very much a hard drinker, you know, and even in that time, you know, I'm going to be perfectly honest, I took a lot of different drugs as well, you know. And it's not that I'm glorifying that in any way, but it's just one of this... You know, you can go down the wrong path in life, but you don't necessarily actually know that you're doing any wrong. You know, you're just seeing what other people are doing, and you kind of catch on to it, and you're actually having fun at the time, or what you perceive as fun. Little do you know that it actually is dragging you into a cycle of, you know, addictions and things like that. Anyway, I started to become a bit more curious, you know, and, you know, my wife was brought up as a Christian, and she was going to church. She'd kind of fell away for a little while, but then she kind of was gradually going back to church again. So she'd been going to church for about 3 or 4 years, and I went occasionally, until there was this one time, I kind of started searching a little bit more, and I started wondering about, you know, what about Noah's Ark? What about, you know, the Red Sea part? And, you know, I started to get intrigued by the stories of the Bible. And I never really got much conclusion by myself, but I used to talk with my wife about a lot of these stories. And I just couldn't figure them out. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go to church. I'm going to go and just see what this is all about. You know, I'm probably at this stage of about 29 in my life, and I've been away from 16, and it's like, okay, let's just go. Now here's the interesting part. So I was quite a heavy smoker in my time, so I used to smoke a lot of cannabis, and so I would smoke all day, every day, pretty much, you know, that would be my lifestyle. So I end up going to church, but I was actually high, if I'm quite honest. I was actually high. But it was something that was my norm. But yet, when I went to church, you know, I actually experienced God. in a different way. It was not. I didn't know what it was at the time, but I knew it was something different. And so I was like, okay, that felt something different, you know. And my wife was saying, no, you're feeling the presence of God. That's what it is that you're feeling. And I'm like, okay. So the next week I'm going, okay, that felt good. I'm going to go back again. So I went back again. And do you know this, we usually, again, I still had a smoke in the morning and still went. But again, I'm still feeling this different feeling. And I'm like, okay. But by the third week, I'm going back and I'm like, okay, well, something's different here. Okay, so I'm going to, by process of elimination, I'm not going to get at all high. So I'm going to go to church and just see if I can experience the same feeling again. And you know what? By God's grace, I experienced the exact same feeling that I felt for the previous 2 weeks. You see, God wanted to impact me. He met me where I was at. You know, Jeremiah 29:13, it says, if you truly search for me with all your heart, you will find me and I will find you. You see, I went searching and God met me where I was at, you know. And that's in the midst of, you know, getting high, drinking alcohol. You know, God will meet you wherever you're at any moment in time. So that's kind of like how I had my first interactions with God, and I just knew his presence, you know, and I was like, okay, I can feel his presence and I know he's real. So from that moment onwards, it's like, I know you're real, here you go, I can give my life to you. I didn't know quite what that looked like, but I'm like, I know Jesus is real, I can go forward now. So that's my story.